Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today, politically, that is. You know, it's just really, really easy. You pick up the phone. And you call 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or jjeff@kslm.news. Already getting emails this morning on things, but I got to ask you, are you afraid of the bird flu? Is this the next pandemic they're going to use to steal the election? Lots of stories out there. And in fact, Gateway Pundit's got a couple of them. We'll get into that. Scientists warning that the bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID-19. Oh, no. Have you been lied to enough? Another story. Major bird flu outbreak shuts down U.S. largest fresh egg producer. About 1.6 million chickens were culled at a Texas facility. The Epoch Times stories, human and cattle infected with bird flu put scientists on alert. The subheadline is a surprising detection of a highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Texas man has health authorities wondering whether he got it from a mammalian or an avian source. You see how this is setting up, folks? Lots to talk about today on Freedom Friday. Again, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, jeff@kslm.news. A new bombshell about freshman Congresswoman, Democrat Val Hoyle, used to be our Boley commissioner. Well, apparently, at least according to Monique Despain's campaign press release, the U.S. Attorney's Office confirmed that Val Hoyle is now under federal investigation, and according to newly publicized emails, Hoyle, quote, asked to set the agenda and be the key organizer of La Mota executive meetings while she was Boley commissioner. Personally lobbied for the approval of an illegal $500,000 grant to La Mata through their nonprofit endeavor, while she was simultaneously cashing in on campaign contributions from La Mata executives. And she has not fully returned the tainted contributions. Interesting. Will it matter? Will corruption in Oregon in general be tied to corruption with Joe Biden? Does that matter to the 4th Congressional District voters? We'll see. There's a new Republican leader in the Oregon Senate. His name's Dan Bonham. He is not going to be, he's in midterm. He's one of these 10 who walked out and weren't bought off. This is a congratulations to Dan Bonham. He's a good man, small business guy. Unfortunately, he's got a couple of younger children, lost his wife. She died a year or so ago. He's the new Republican leader in the Senate. And Tim Canope puts out a press release welcoming him and talking about what a great leader he's going to be. And the Republicans also created the new deputy leader position with somewhat controversial Senator David Brock Smith out of the South Coast down in Port Orford. Now, this is in the Oregon Catalyst. And if you want to see it, just go to OregonWatchdog.com. Now, this press release. Now, remember, Tim Canope put out this press release, folks. And in it, in his own press release, he puts out, this just tells you everything you need to know about Tim. He puts out all of these fellow Republicans talking about how wonderful he's been. Now, he's done some good things. There's no question about it. His sellout in 2023 is also in here. And we'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, he has done some good things. Putting the kicker in the Constitution was his idea, folks. He extended the statute of limitations on rape crimes twice. Good for him. Vicky Brees-Iverson, a failed leader of the House Republicans, said all these good things about him. Former Congressman Greg Walden said all these good things about him. Neil Bryant, former state senator that I knew, served with him when I first came into the legislature. And others. Talking about all his wonderful accomplishments. Now, the last sentence of this piece today, and Ronnie, hang on, I'll get to you in a second. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. The last sentence tells you all you need to know about why Tim Canope sold us out in 2023. Because the last sentence says, and in 2023, he won $15 million to remodel the Deschutes County Courthouse. Did you hear that? You see, the last sentence of his press release, lauding himself, how wonderful he is and all the wonderful accomplishments he's done. And he's made, and he's done some good things. It says, here's the last paragraph. Let me just read it to you. Senator Canope was a constant companion constant champion for his district. He secured funding to open the Oregon State University Cascades campus, and he fought repeated attempts to defund and close the campus. In 2021, with the Central Oregon delegation, he passed an urban growth boundary for Bend. And in 2023, won $15 million to remodel the Deschutes County Courthouse. What's the common theme of this last paragraph? Money for his district. Pork for his district. Now, the paragraph just previous to that talks about the things he did that were good, combating human trafficking, silver alert system to find missing senior citizens, Aaron's Law, Equal Pay Act, campaign finance reform, Kaylee's Law, statute of limitations twice being changed for rape. Those are good things. But in the bearing of all of this self-aggrandizing press release talking about how wonderful he is, he lets the cat out of the bag. Do you think that the Democrats or a Democrat governor in 2023, Tina Kotek, do you think that Tina would have not used her line item veto to veto and a constitutionally, an Oregon governor has the ability to line item veto monetary things. Do you think that Tina would have done that unless Tim had cut some kind of deal, you know, to come back into the building in the last 3 days and let him pass 10-year-olds, you know, getting abortions without parents' consent. She would have line item vetoed the $15 million to remodel the Deschutes County Courthouse. That's what Democrats do. A Democrat Oregon House candidate challenging a Democrat incumbent is a big Republican donor. It's another story that's out there. There's other things, including an activist that's warning Democrats, a Democrat activist, warning Democrats to stop registering young voters. Now, why would you do that? Because they're going to vote for Trump. Same thing with black men. Speaking of a black man, let's go to our brother, my brother from another mother.
How yes, you, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm also the anointed Jew on the Mark Levin show. So that's something new. I'm an American. This mosaic. The point, let me hit on two of them. What they don't mention that he was self-aggrandizing, that he killed Mr. Mark Heff, which is $6.3 million bridge repairs when he betrayed the, in 2023 us people. And he added the $9.5 million bridge to nowhere across a canyon. You notice he didn't mention that, did he?
No.
And the last thing I will say, Charles Brock Smith, and he's kissing his boot to be a deputy senator? The SOB, I watched him the first day they came back. He was on the floor with them, along with Mark Anderson. So, and then they're going after, they're causing all the divide down there in Douglas County, Coos County, over Todd Bond. Well, let's see here. Let's see which way the money trail come. You got somebody funding you from California. You decided that when during the COVID year of 2020 that you're going to betray the people by premeditating all this solar and wind bougie out of your own words, and then you're going to call, say, we're threatening you? Take your Kentucky Fried Chicken butt with your double dimpled chin from Family Guy and go home. Stay in poor effort. If you ain't got the bullets to stand up, stay out. And that's my final answer. I don't need weak sauce. I don't need rhinos. Am I closing up to the reality?
Well, look, here's what I don't know all the circumstances. I know that he's being accused of a lot of things.
House Bill 3374 is on public record. Look at it for yourself.
And that,
for 2020.
That was his bill that he says allows the public to get involved and to stop this offshore wind project. But of course,
when has it done it?
Right.
3 years. Tell me something.
So we'll see. We'll see how all he's threatening a lawsuit against anybody who accuses of him that. Well, good luck. Because there's
freedom of speech. He needs to take his butt to the Blue Jack Butt Party. God bless you.
All right. That's Ronnie's opinion on Freedom Friday. What's yours? 503-589-1220. Doug's got an email. We'll get to that on the other side of the break at 620. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. All you need to know about the Epoch Times story anyway about bird flu now maybe getting everybody all upset. This might be the next pandemic. That's going to kill half the world's populations. All you need to know is in one of the paragraphs of the story to understand the motivation behind it. And we'll get to that in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Doug writes an email on Freedom Friday. When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. Thomas Jefferson said government exists only by the consent of the governed. Today we have what Ayn Rand called an inversion, quote-unquote, where we the people exist by the consent of the government. Does anyone still remember the lockdowns and mask mandates? Today we have FBI agents admitting that some agents spend all day speaking to people about their social media postings. The antipathy these people in government have for their position they hold has become diabolical. The Biden regime and the DOJ have orchestrated the trial of 70-year-old grandmother Rebecca Lavrenz, whose only crime was praying in the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. She was found guilty and is facing a $200,000 fine and a year in jail for praying in the Capitol. Only illegitimate regimes treat people like this. And when they do, it is no longer their government. It is their enemy. I can't argue with any of that. Can you? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. There's a story. Timothy sent me a story about Denver collapsing and going bankrupt. In fact, they're starting to deport. That's interesting. Why would they do that? Isn't Denver a blue city? Aren't they a sanctuary city? Yeah, I think they are. By the way, there's a story in the Federalist today. Madison, Wisconsin, diverted $700,000 in taxpayer COVID relief money, unspent, to help pay for guess who? Illegal aliens. You got it. Art reminds me that regarding the Tim Canope press release, talking about all his wonderful accomplishments. He said, don't forget his son probably wrote that press release. Yeah, his son. I don't know if Reagan Canope is still the head editor over at the Oregon Catalyst, but you know, this was a press release from Tim Canope's office, so who knows? And then he writes, we should worry more about all the people dying of prostate cancer and cancer because of those blank shots. Yeah. Hey, friends, if you want to stand up for your belief that elections in America are rigged, why don't you help Mike Lindell fight in court day after day after day? Because Mike Lindell is funding lawsuits all over this country. You may not know that, but it's true. You can do that if you buy products like I've been doing from MyPillow. In fact, you can get fantastic products. I sleep with those wonderful MyPillows and those wonderful sheets. And I take showers with those wonderful towels. Folks, you can get all that stuff right now, plus the new dish towels. I bought a whole pack of dish towels. They've got this massive $25 sale. Sandals, slides, and slippers for as low as $25. You heard me right. But you can't get any of those great deals unless you use the promo code PC23. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. Boy, is there a lot to talk about today. It's amazing. Let's talk to Anna. Speaking of elections, Anna Munson is joining us, and she's running for Marion County Clerk. Anna, what's going on?
Well, there's something wrong afoot in Marion County elections. The word was out that they needed people to work, that their staff was no longer interested or whatever. So, but Bill would not allow the job openings to be posted. He has to approve them. Well, now it turns out that we pressured him, and he keeps saying now that he's full, but he doesn't want, he's only allowing people to go in and apply for 1 week. And this, what they need are Republican people. They need people with R's that can work. So this definitely does not seem right to me, but I am trying to get the word out that if you want to work at the elections, apply today for a week, either online or in person is even better, and you can work there. And there, I believe there is no law that states that you have to be a Marion County resident to work at Marion County elections. I'm asking people right now to take a week or a week and a half out of their time to work, to apply to work at the elections office during May. The people, Republicans need to show up, or people with conservative values. I'm just letting you know.
Thank you, Anna. 6:30, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, my friends. Just 24 minutes before the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff. KSLM.news. Corby writes an email, by the way. The bird flu scare is just to cover up all the mass deaths that are coming from those who took the bioweapon shot and its boosters, as we said would happen a few years ago. Yeah. Do you really think, I mean, do you trust government anymore? Yeah, and I'm just, remember, this is the same government that told us that, hey, none of these vote counting machines were connected to the internet, right? And now they admit, well, they were connected to the internet. This same government. Yep, that same group of people. You trust them? You trust anything that government tells you anymore? Do you? I don't. And neither should you. I hate to say that because there are good people who work in government right here in Oregon. Many good people. And you know, they're as frustrated with government as you and I are. How do we fix it? One of the ways we fix it is with elections. That's one of the ways that we fix it. There are other ways too. You know, Donald Trump is promising to expunge the deep state. This is something that actually he's been working on a long time. Well, Biden's going to try to block him doing that, at least temporarily. Biden is putting out a new rule, or wants to put out a new rule, through the Office of Personnel Management, that says the civil service employees, these are the career bureaucrats who run the agencies during the transition time, and often because of new political appointees, like it was in the case with Trump, these political appointees were stalled by the Republicans in the Senate, Rhino Mitch, and the Democrats through the filibuster, their nominations. So during that time, the career bureaucrats are the ones running the agencies. And they often work against anything that a Republican president, this is not new, okay? It's happened before. Well, in this case, Trump has been saying he wants, and this was Heritage Foundation, it was a brilliant idea on the Heritage Foundation. This is what they did to advise Trump that, you know what, you know how you fix that? Not too terribly hard. You reclassify certain levels of those career bureaucrats as executive office positions. When you do that, now you can fire them at will. So basically what Biden is talking about doing here is making that impossible for Trump to do that. Well, slowing it down, because this is a rule and the rule can be changed. Once Trump becomes president, he has to have the office of OPM change that rule again. That's what would happen. Now, oh my goodness. I'm telling you, folks, that will take time, yet it could be achieved. This is why his vice president's pick is so important, so very important. Because if the deep state, and this is military intelligence, achieves its goal of assassinating Trump while he's in office, or even before he's in office, and this is a real distinct possibility, in my personal opinion, if they achieve that goal, whoever's vice president needs to have the courage to stick it out and to literally accomplish the things that we wanted Trump to accomplish to begin with. Saving our constitutional republic. So Biden's going to try to block that. It isn't going to work. It's not going to be successful, but, you know, he'll try. Anyway, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We got calls stacking up, so hang on. Got to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is, well, suggesting to you get a second opinion. If someone has come out and looked at your heating and cooling system, your home or your business, and they're saying, yeah, it's all got to be replaced. It's on its last leg. It's not going to live. Why don't you get a free second opinion? Won't cost you anything. Call Freedom Heating and Air. They'll come out. And maybe it's true. Maybe it isn't. Never hurts to get a free second opinion. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. We'll start with Art, and we'll go to Freddie. Art, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Vote for Julie Hoy, Salem City Mayor. It's the only way we're going to get some accountability of our government. The reason I'm calling today, Jeff, is I'm very concerned about our city. There's a bunch of hooligans running around with handguns, shooting up parks, killing people, and running around rampant. What is our city doing about it? I really don't know, Jeff. But how in the heck are these hooligans getting guns? I have a suspicion. You and I have talked about this before, that there's a black market out there, and guns are being brought into our country and given to these thugs and gang members. And we're suffering the consequences, Jeff. And the only way we're going to resolve that is if we get some answers on what's going on in our city and county. And we're not getting those answers because the current mayor really don't care about us. Otherwise, he'd be getting to the bottom of this and taking action, he'd reinstitute the police being in schools and all over the place, because we got a real dang problem, Jeff. We can't go out on our city streets because we fear we could get shot and accosted, robbed, etc., etc. And the only way I see that changing is getting Julie as our mayor, because you know this guy that's in there now has done a garbage job and he needs to be replaced. God bless you, Jeff. Love
All
you,
right.
man. Keep up the good work.
I completely agree with you. Can't argue with that one single bit. Personal safety, your personal safety is the single most important thing to you and should be. Absolutely should be. Don't you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. A year ago, I was in Portland at my oldest son's church. I was having lunch there, and I was talking to a real estate agent that's a big-time real estate agent in Portland. He said in 2024, it's going to be a disaster in Portland for office rental space. Yesterday, I heard that McCormick and Schmuck's, a big restaurant that's been there forever,
yep,
is closing their doors or shutting it down. And the reason being is because there's more vacant office space in Portland of that quality than any other city in the United States.
That doesn't surprise me. Why would that be, Freddie?
Why would it? What was that, Jeff?
Why would Portland have more office space downtown available than any other American city? Why?
Well, because Antifa is a pretty good example of why nobody wants to be downtown, because of the crime and the corruption and everything that's going on in that Democrat-run city. Thank you, Ted Wheeler and Tina Kotak. They have destroyed one of the most beautiful cities in the United States, and the people are not putting their money down to work in that town. They're moving out.
Yeah, they are. That's sad, but it is very true. Freddie, thank you, and I appreciate you sharing that story with us. It all boils down to leadership. So I guess the question I have for all of you out there, do you think the people are getting fed up enough? Seriously. Even in downtown Portland, Multnomah County voters, Portland voters, are they fed up enough with their leadership to vote in people who will do something different? Let's talk about that and other things with Josh Michael from Noncompliant America, heard Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KSLM. He's on tap.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
There we go, friends. Hopeful that I have made the proper adjustment on the volume, and my volume's a little bit better. I know it was not too great there for a moment. It's Freedom Friday. We got one segment left, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Freedom Friday is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today, and it's really easy. Pick up the phone and dial 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. Got to remind you, Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations is a contractor who you can trust to be absolutely honest with you, 100%. I know. I've worked with him. I have great confidence in his honesty, but you shouldn't just take my word for it. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and look at the great before and after pictures and customer testimonials of working with Eric Azer. Whether you're thinking about a bathroom or kitchen remodel or doors and windows installations, maybe it's time for a new deck or a replacement of a deck, fences, he does it all. RighteousRenovations.com or give Eric a call, 503-341-3816. 341-3816. Let's talk to Josh Michael, host of Noncompliant America, which is heard Saturdays at 4 p.m. Josh, good morning. What are you guys talking about tomorrow?
Good morning, Jeff. One of the big things that we're going to be talking about is this eclipse, this major event that the government and all these other entities are focusing on, this April 8th solar eclipse going on. Nowadays, we have eclipses all the time. For some reason, they're looking for what I feel is an excuse for a manufactured crisis. Just like what we've seen in the past, is they're kind of basing it all around this April 8th eclipse. Now, what does that mean? That means that we all have a chance. Who knows what's going to come out of it, how it's going to affect us here. So it would be in everybody's best interest to just create a little safety kit, you know, get some extra groceries and some extra things, you know, and be prepared for, you know, different things that might come up following this next week.
I think that's a great idea. I really do. In fact,
yeah,
I mean, in general right now, I mean, just listen, this avian bird flu thing, it's the next scare, right? Well, I mean, is it going to affect the supply chain? You going to be able to get toilet paper again? I mean, I hate to be that crass, but Josh, is this how they're going to try to steal the election again?
They absolutely have to do something. And as you know, in a war, like even in Ukraine and Israel right now going on, there's not just one battle that's happening, right? And we are in a war, folks, whether you want to admit it or not, we're in a war. So the reason that we're seeing this bird flu thing, we're seeing this eclipse stuff and everything else, it's a multi-level, multi-layered probe where they're trying to probe us and figure out something that will scare us enough into submission to give them excuse, yes, absolutely, to steal the oncoming election. But the good news is we're fighting back. In Tennessee last week, they just passed HB 1894, which is banning vaccine lettuce, and it's being classified as a drug in the state of Tennessee. So that is a huge
vaccine
win
lettuce.
In wow. raising the awareness for this kind of stuff.
Wow. Vaccine lettuce.
Right. But remember, we were talking about last couple days ago about all these without voter ID registrations that have happened. Yep. There's been millions of them now that they've found. Over 2 million have been recorded in all the major swing states.
Voter registrations without photo ID. Think about the opportunity for fraud there.
Well, if you think about it, they've accounted in Pennsylvania more than 580,000. 220,000 have been found in Arizona. And if you remember, Trump only won Arizona by 10,000 votes. He only won Pennsylvania by 80,000. They just dumped 220,000 into Pennsylvania. And he only won Texas by 631,000, and they've already registered, looks like, 1.25 million. So they're going to try to steal this again, hands down. The better question is how are we going to respond to it, and what are we going to do?
This is where local leadership comes in, because local leadership can secure drop boxes or not allow them at all. This is ballot box stuffing. The drop box stuffing is clearly a problem from the last election, last two elections, and it'll happen again. Josh, are you guys, you're live at 4 p.m. Are you also simulcasting on X?
So this weekend, I'm going to pre-recording tonight. I'll be live on X tonight. Only because I'm going to be out of the state on Saturday. But, yeah, usually we will be live. But the show will be on at 4 p.m., or you can go to noncompliantamerica.com or follow me at X, at noncompliantus, to check out the latest shows and news.
Thanks, Josh, always.
Thanks, Jeff.
Keep what you're working on. Keep doing it. We need it. 503-589-1220. There's a couple of minutes left. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. PacWest Lobby is a lobby group that I've worked with since, well, when I first came into the legislature in 1999. They've been around a long time. A great group of people that advocates for their clients on both sides of the aisle. They're a lot more center-right, even though they have Democrat lobbyists that are part of their team. Most important thing for you to remember is if you have an issue with government, or maybe your group has an issue with government, maybe it's more than just you, and you need people at all levels of government, city, county, state, to advocate for you, PacWest Lobby is your group. Check them out on the web, pwlobby.com, pwlobby.com. Got an email from Tim. Says a pronoun is what you are. What you are takes away who you are. It takes away government's relationship to the person. But this requires thought, which the Republican Party chooses not to do, because it's proactive and requires an understanding that other people may have valuable input. And then a final from Rich. To Art's statement, these are gangs that are moving in with more coming in from the southern border. It won't change unless more gang enforcement. The new gang members are very ruthless unless politics change. I see no change in sight. This is why you need to vote for Julie Hoy instead of Chris Hoy. And you need to vote for Celine Coleman. And you need to vote for Michael Hoselton to join Julie as mayor on the Salem City Council to change direction in the city and how it is approaching all these things, from law enforcement right on down through city staff. Salem City has some very good staff, people who care. They often are stymied in their efforts to make a difference, to actually enforce good, sound policy. This is why leadership is so important. We can make it. We can make a change. The time is right. Friends, keep praying for this great country. Keep standing firm for all the principles and values you hold dear, because they mean something and they're worth fighting for every day. On your knees and at the picket. See you Monday.